Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
To convince a child to keep walking, try switching roles with them. Let the child play the role of the parent. They'll immediately do what you want them to do.
You are raising in your home people that the Bible is very clear about their status. They need to be converted, not just a conformity of their behavior. They need a transforming encounter with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate priority.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's about time. Amen.
Let's go talk about the book we all read.
Books, you know they're dangerous.
Take a look, it's in a book.
So many books, so little time.
This is Amen, Wretched Radio, thrilled to pieces, amen, to finally announce, amen, it is here.
Why do you keep amening?
I'm sorry, what?
Why do you keep saying amen?
Have I been saying amen a lot?
A little bit.
Huh. Oh, I know what happened. I watched an episode of Joseph Prince, amen. Wow, does he amen a lot. It's his It's his placeholder. It's his whatever little tick that you use to find your way. By the way, I've noticed a tick and I use it too. You maybe do also. You can run parallel thoughts in your brain. You can be speaking and kind of getting your mental act together. And we do that sometimes with lists. When you just need a little time. For instance, if I said, yeah, I'm going to set up camp here. That would be enough for you to understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to build a fire. And I'm going to make sure that the tent has a pad underneath it. In other words, I start giving a bunch of details about the camp that are unnecessary. So why do I list them? Because it gives me the mental time to figure out what's coming next. Amen. Don't know why. Turned on the TV and there was Joseph Prince, who, by the way, this is really quite interesting. I suspect, now I didn't go take a look at their numbers. I didn't get into their financial statement, but I suspect the line item for hair care products exceeds Fortis Institute's entire budget. That's all I'm saying here. Furthermore, by the way, Jimmy, looks like you got a haircut and you trimmed that beard of yours. You were looking like a mountain man.
Yeah, I did. I finally did.
Mrs. Hicks said that's enough.
Well, she didn't say that's enough, but she said thank you so much after I did
it. There it is.
That's right, so I can tell.
I'm going to be getting one of these days as soon as I can get to a barber, which won't cost nearly as much as Joseph Prince hairstylist. You see, some of us have barbers, and that's the way it should be. If you're a man and you're going to a hairstylist, you need to rethink some things. You need to start going to a barber and let him cut your hair, not style your hair. And if you're you say, I don't know the difference. Here it is. If when they're done cutting your hair, they say, would you like me to use some product? Just get out. Just tear that thing off, that robe, and get out the door as fast as you can and find yourself a barber pole and get your hair cut where they'll drop a comb on the floor and just keep on using it. That's the way a man gets his hair cut. Joseph Prince spends a lot of time getting manicures, getting his hair cut, and getting his face lifted, amen, so that he can become fabulously wealthy. You say, well, that's kind of impugning the man's integrity. No, that's rightly identifying an individual who is a false teacher. This is a man who is confused and who is misleading people for the sake of wealth. He's a word faith preacher. He's a prosperity preacher. And if and you still are reticent, I say reticent, to judge anybody, please consider the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 23. Please read it. In fact, I'll give you a little challenge. You're looking for something to read in the Bible so that it kind of engages you. Well, here's a couple of challenges where you can run parallel thoughts as you're reading through it. Ask yourself the question in Matthew chapter 23, when Jesus is woeing the Pharisees, was that judgmental? Was he judging people? And the answer is absolutely. But simultaneously, ask yourself the question, what was his tone? That's always difficult to assess because reading the printed word, unless the author says, he was saying it like this, You're on a bit of shaky ground. Nevertheless, I do think that the text itself reveals the heart of Jesus in woeing the Pharisees. It wasn't a gleeful woeing. It was a broken-hearted woeing. Because these false teachers, I'm telling you, I can't say this on totally solid biblical grounds, but when you consider how hot hell is going to be for some versus others, because there will be different temperatures in hell. There will be some cottages that are closer to the lake of sulfur than others. Who's going to get the hot house? And the answer, I think, is false teachers. You can't read Matthew 23 without recognizing God really hates hypocrisy, false teachers, and systems that put a yoke on people's back. And that describes Joseph Prince. So I'm watching him to kind of see, where's he at these days? And I think, Jimmy, when you look this up, Joseph Prince, I think he's 60. And he basically looks like he's about 12. Because he's probably got one of those baby faces anyway, but he just got it pulled back so tightly that he looks like he's about 12. And I couldn't help but notice he's into a new bag. A number of years ago, this is going to sound like a discursus that is going way far away, but a number of years ago, I remember talking to Dr. John MacArthur, from whom we will hear in a moment, and I asked him about a gospel presentation that I saw and heard Benny Hinn give. It was magnificent. It was loaded with the covenant and the blood, propitiation. I mean, he was just, it's like, whoa. That was amazing. And I said to Dr. MacArthur, what was that? How do you harmonize Benny Hinn being one of the chief prosperity preachers and a good gospel presentation? And very few sentences stick with you for life. This one did. Dr. MacArthur said, it's just his shtick. Oh, man, Scylla. And I recall Joseph Prince, the last time I had checked in on him, he actually looked older then than he does today. The hair was still amazing, but he just keeps getting younger and younger. And a number of years ago, he was hyper-gracing. At least he was tiptoeing near it, if not crossing the line. It was all about the grace, the groovy grace, and about forgiveness. And it wasn't all wrong, but it was his shtick. And I noticed that his current shtick is, get ready for this, biblical counseling. He's discovered it. It is clear. He even used the term root and fruit. And it's clear to me that Joseph Prince has stumbled into another shtick. And on the one hand, I would say, well, he made a good choice because he recognizes that people are hurting. And that they're depressed and anxious and fearful and lonely. He's no dodo. In fact, I think he's actually a pretty smart guy. I don't know how well he knows his biblical languages, but he's more than a little acquainted with them. And he knows enough to see what the needs of people are and address them. Which, as another discursus, this is why the seeker-sensitive movement should agitate us, because they've robbed us of something called, get ready for this, felt needs. You hear that word, I hear that word, and it's like, whoa, oh no, you don't. We're not seeker sensitive. We don't address felt needs. We should, because people have them. Now, you don't elevate it to the level of the gospel. Nevertheless, we should identify that people are struggling with something and preach the word to help them with it. Joseph Prince, he's onto that. And so he's littered his sermons with biblical language lingo. And I will say this, amen. It was a total dog's breakfast, amen. It was all over the place and ultimately unhelpful. And then they go to the glitzy commercials to sell you his book and resources, et cetera. And it broke my heart because a lot of people follow this guy, especially in light of a new book. That's right. We're actually getting to the premise of this segment. A new book, Dr. Greg Gifford's new book, it is here. And guess what it deals with? The mind versus the brain, your emotions, what to do when you or a loved one is diagnosed with a mental health disorder. What about psychotropics? It is here. Lies my therapist told me. Okay, when I say it's here, you can pre-order it. And I would like to encourage you to do that. Would you please, please consider getting this book? It's a big one. It's hardcover. It's a glorious work. And it's a magnificent read. I drink this stuff in. And you are going to see the power of the Bible when it comes to overcoming so many of our emotional issues. No, all of our emotional issues. And it's an important book. And it's a book that if your pastor isn't willing to read it, you should. Whether you have a family member who is struggling with ADHD, whatever the emotional moniker that they have been given, get this book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, and here's what'll happen. This is kind of strategic. It will help more people see this book. It's sort of like YouTube. The more people like a YouTube video, the more people they show it to. The more people who pre-order this book, the more are going to ultimately get it. So please visit FortisInstitute.org/lies. FortisInstitute.org/lies and get Dr. Greg Gifford's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. And we will take a sneak peek inside of its covers, particularly pertaining to psychotropics. How old is the Joseph Prince, Jimmy?
61.
This is is Wretched Radio.
You might not see them, but the world keeps handing you chains. Chains of fear, chains of people-pleasing, chains of self-love disguised as confidence. It tells you that your worth is found in self-esteem, that your security is found in human approval, and that your strength is found in emotional indulgence or cold, hard stoicism. It's all a trap. And on The Better Way with Libby Glossin, she's cutting through the lies. This isn't just another self-help pep talk, never cheesy, never shallow, just powerful, practical, biblical truth that sets women free. This is Intelligent Talk Radio for women, because real freedom doesn't come from looking inside yourself. It comes from looking up to Christ. If you're ready to ditch the world's empty solutions for something real, it's time for The Better Way with Libby Glossin. Because in a world full of compromise, there indeed is a better way.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California, beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Someone you love is grieving. You want to help, but what do you say? This Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, it's a Fortis Institute webinar with Fortis Institute fellow Tim Challies, because mourning those who mourn isn't just about showing up. It's about knowing how to bring real biblical comfort in the hardest moments. When do you speak? When do you stay silent? How do you pray with someone in deep sorrow? How do you remind them of God's goodness without sounding dismissive? Grief is not a problem to fix. It's a burden to bear. Jesus wept. Paul encouraged, and the church carries one another. Are you prepared? If not, join us this Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a free Fortis Institute webinar, Comforting Those Who Mourn. You can register now at fortisinstitute.org/webinar. That's fortisinstitute.org/webinar. Because at some point, someone in your life will need you.
Know your church fathers. Tertullian is known as Asia's first Christian theologian. He came from Assyria and studied under Justin Martyr before returning to prepare a path for the gospel into Western Asia. He wrote A Harmony of the Four Gospels. It was the primary gospel text in Syria throughout the 3rd and 4th centuries.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
No family is left untouched by the mental health industrial complex. This is Wretched Radio. Dr. Greg Gifford's book, it is available for pre-order right now. And I encourage you, I implore you, I beg you, consider getting this book and read it. It's a lengthy tome, but it's needed because this subject has been virtually unaddressed by Christians now, at least since Freud and psychoanalysis and supposed neuroscience has ruled the day. And Dr. Greg Gifford's book drops a bomb on all of it and says, hold on, not so fast. You are not scientific at all. Furthermore, the Bible offers a better way, and this book will be eminently helpful for you if you have a family member who is diagnosed, and you likely do. After all, these days, sorry, we are all on the spectrum, aren't we? That's the joke. We're all on the spectrum. Why? Why the huge increase? In fact, I think I heard Donald Trump at that, whatever that speech was that he gave in Washington, not the State of the Union, but whatever they were calling it, talking about the autism rate skyrocketing. We got to figure this out. Well, one of the big problems is our definition of what is autism and who gets to say, and what exactly is the test for that? Dr. Greg Gifford's book, it is a Scud missile, and I encourage you to pre-order it now. It will help massively with how many people end up reading this book. Pre-order sales have big implications. So if you're thinking about it, you're intrigued, please visit fortisinstitute.org/lies. fortisinstitute.org/lies. We don't make a penny on that. We're just encouraging you to get a book by one of our fellows that we believe is eminently important, perhaps especially for you. fortisinstitute.org/lies. Let me share with you chapter 8, or at least bits of it, on the subject of psychotropics. And now don't jump ahead to chapter 8. He lays the foundation. The groundwork is made in the early chapters about the distinction between the mind and the brain. Remember, your brain, it's an organ between your ears. It's not you. You're the inner man. Your mind is you. If you prefer, your soul is you. Your brain is not you. And psychiatry goes about the business of altering the chemicals in the brain. And the question that Greg asks that has not, it's staggering that this has not been more in the front of the conversation, because it's like, duh, if you give a pill to alter the chemicals in the brain, how does that help the mind? And the answer is, it doesn't. To the book we go. Tens of millions of Americans are taking antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. Get ready for this. 76 million people, that's 1 in 4, at least. And those numbers, by the way, were from 2020. And Greg is going to plead with everybody inside of evangelicalism who gives a enthusiastic thumbs up to psychotropics to just quickly dispense them. By the way, please note, he doesn't say that each and every instance is sinful. We'll get to that. But this rush to give people a pill to deal with their mind issue, he says, let's take a look at this biblically. In sum, psychotropic medications cannot treat the mind, only the brain. Who can we thank for this? Freudian psychoanalysis morphed into biological psychiatry. And we started to think that, hey, we're going to be more scientific about this and have empirical science and research psychiatrists to advance the banner of the scientific approach. And they typically called it neuroscience. In the 80s, that got put on steroids. Today, that's the air we breathe. You've got a mental disorder. You've got an emotional disorder. The DSM-5 says so. It's all very scientific, or is it? And the answer to that question is, it's not. We've talked about this before. You go to the doc, how are you feeling? Well, my knee's kind of bothering me. Well, take some Advil. But what's wrong with my knee? Just take some Advil. You gonna do a test on my knee? No, just going to fix the symptom. Oh, okay. I accept that, doc. But how are you feeling emotionally? Well, you know, kind of a long weekend and, you know, a little, yeah, I guess I'm a little more tired than I used to be. Well, let me write you a prescription for that. Oh, what's that do for me? That's going to help your brain. Okay, what's wrong with my brain? Well, it's telling me that you need this pill. Excuse me, I feel like I'm caught in a loop. Why do I need this pill? Are you going to test my brain? They don't. They can't. Nor Dr. Daniel Amen, for all of his effort to try to persuade you that it is all about the brain, and we can see here's a normal brain, here's an abnormal brain, however we define that. Now, that may or may not be true, but that has nothing to do with the mind. Furthermore, how's about this? Is it possible that your mind can affect your brain? What about the issue of unconfessed sin? We know that David felt wretched when he didn't confess his sin. What about that component? The secularists will never discuss it. Back to Dr. Greg Gifford's book, which I encourage you to order at fortisinstitute.org/lies. Since the brain became the primary focus for understanding so-called mental illness, fixing the brain became the primary goal of psychiatrists. Quote from Daniel Amen, once people understand that the brain controls everything they do and everything they are, they want a better brain so they can have a better life. I'm familiar with Dr. Daniel Amen. He professes to be a Christian. He has not studied his own craft with his own faith. That's obvious. This is rudimentary. You're not your brain. The Bible never suggests that. Psychiatry has searched for biological reasons for mental illness. And what has become the standard way of fixing the brain for them? Psychotropics. Now, Greg is going to ask you to follow some logic here. You meet with a psychiatrist who asks you questions, maybe gives you screening questions before he meets with you. And after asking the question, he offers medication or a combo. In most instances, he never takes your blood, never takes a CT scan of your brain, never tests you for vitamin deficiencies. The psychiatrist has no clue how your thyroid is doing. By the way, thyroid is a big deal. And thyroid, it can affect your mood and your energy so much. Back to Greg. Rather, they verbally assess you based on arbitrary symptoms and then offer a medication recommendation. I'm not exaggerating when I say this is exactly what you can expect. How in the world did we get here? We just let them do it. We trust those people who wear lab coats. And they've got diplomas on the wall. And we give them a title. And we trust them. Greg Gifford's book says, it's time to stop trusting them. It's time to start trusting the Bible. Although they're considered medical doctors, psychiatrists are often seen by other medical doctors as practicing pseudoscience. After speaking at a conference, an ER doctor came up to me and said, Dr. Gifford, I've been saying these things for years. Even Daniel Amen said, quote, all other medical professionals look directly at the organs they treat. But psychiatrists are taught to assume what the underlying biological mechanisms are for illnesses, like depression, ADHD, etc., without ever looking at the brain. That's his profession. Now, he's trying to change that. He's got the cart before the horse. Nevertheless, this is not science we're dealing with. It's pseudoscience. Psychiatrists who are focused on mental, emotional, and behavioral disorders and have legal authority to prescribe medication have used medical terminology for describing and attempting to treat the immaterial. And how's that worked out for us? Have you seen the commercials now where you have to take a pill to help your pill that's supposed to help you feel better? It's just staggering. Has it not worked for you? Are you still not quite there? Well, this will just boost you up a little bit more. It's not working. Greg Gifford, it would be more accurate to say that what the psychiatrist is doing is seeing the effects of the mind on emotions and behavior and then prescribing medications to address those downstream effects. It's much like treating a headache. Why do you have a headache? Not sure? Take a couple of Tylenol. It makes the pain go away temporarily, but it never addresses the underlying issue. And when it comes to our emotions, that is precisely where the Bible goes. Like an arrow, it hits its mark when it is aimed at the mind. Dr. Greg Gifford's book, Lies My Psychiatrist Told Me, you just got a little taste of it. And it just keeps getting better and better and gooder. It is a book that is needed. And I would encourage you to consider pre-ordering it now. FortisInstitute.org/lies. Now you can get it anywhere you want to, pre-order anywhere you want. FortisInstitute.org/lies might be memorable for you. Because the more books that are pre-ordered, the more books that will be in the hands of people who need to read this important book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. This is Wretched Radio.